Hey everyone, welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Son of You show. My name is Elisa.
And my name is Liz. Girl, okay, first of all, do we have people in the queue?
No.
Okay.
So you're in the clear. Go ahead, let's go.
Girl. Okay, I have to choose my words very judiciously.
Okay.
But let's put it like this. All the things I've been talking about the past year-ish, those were the good old days.
Those were
the good old days. Yes. We just had a show on Tuesday. It's only Thursday. What could possibly happen? What could possibly happen in between shows post-Christmas? Christmas was Monday. We had a show the day after Christmas, correct?
Mm-hmm.
My timeline is like, okay. So without revealing too much, the day after Christmas transpired a series of events. Everything is fine now, but had to deal with containing a situation that was a cry for help, and I did what I had to do to help in that situation. I'm being very cryptic because I don't know who's listening, and I thank God I was with someone who is close to me, close to my family, and had a full-blown panic attack because I have some information that I got that I hadn't had a panic attack that bad since I think my son had a seizure like 3 years ago. All that is resolved. Basically, I was dealing with the cry for help that I had to address and that I wasn't aware of because of my little walk in the park for the past year. Everything is fine, and I don't even want to say who the crisis involved because, again, I have to protect people's privacy and my own. But I was laughing to myself because Mercury retrograde was allegedly, like, done. See, it doesn't matter. Because this was some hardcore retrograde on crack, crazy, oh my God, crisis mode, oh my goodness, who knew? Got resolved in less than 24 hours, or the healing began in less than 24 hours. Yesterday morning, okay, so So in the aftermath of all of that, which started in the evening, managed whatever. Then at like 3 in the morning, I'm hearing this noise. Dun, dun, dun. And I'm like, I had passed out from exhaustion and just weariness. I'm like, what's that noise? I realize it's 3 in the morning. There's someone at my door.
What?
I'm like, who the hell? Now, this is New York. We don't play. Who?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So I knew my younger son was safe and okay. So I go, and behind the locked door, I say, who is it?
Right.
It was my older son.
Oh, my God.
Who forgot his key? Because him and his little girlfriend felt like going having snacks in the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
And he left with his door. So they were scared. They thought I was going to go off, but they didn't know what I was dealing with before. They had no idea. They did not know because I didn't share it with them because it was just too much. Okay. So I just opened the door, closed it, and turned right back into my bed. I didn't even look at them.
Oh, my
then,
God.
Then the phone rings yesterday. It's a very, very good friend of mine, practically a family member. And I'm thinking, wow, usually Wednesday she's really busy, but what perfect timing. So I just unload, like, oh, my God, I can't believe what happened, da-da-da-da-da. Get all that done. He's like, well, I don't have some great news for you either. And he starts to cry. And I'm like,
what? Oh, my God.
And they said, I got a call from the homeless shelter. They found my brother dead. So now we're
my God.
So now we're both hysterical crying. We're both, oh, so sorry. This is, and I know who the person is. Well, to put a pin in this, I will say that about 5 hours later, I got a text, and it turns out his brother's name is Tim. They thought it was a Tom, so apparently it was mistaken identity. So we still don't know. We still don't know where the brother is because he's been mentally disturbed and homeless kind of by choice. It's just very, very sad, and it's completely out of the control of my friend. So it appears that his brother wasn't found dead, but the thing is, his brother could have died 5 years ago. We just don't know. And to get that news, so I'm telling him, I'm burying my soul telling him this crazy thing that happened, you know, the night before. And then he's telling me, so we just lost it. We both lost it. Lost it. Then I get a call from my very good friend, who's also my documentary subject, who's very sensitive to cold weather. And her immune system is so compromised that any slight allergic reaction could be potentially fatal. So she was in the middle of another allergic reaction. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God. The beautiful thing was that Then I go to wash my hands. We had no water. So there was a pipe burst in the building.
Oh, my God.
And we had no water till like 6 o'clock at night. So it was like a little, and it's very cold outside. It's a little house in the prairie. Thank God my younger son had a therapy session, which we needed, scheduled. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I would have planned a session. I didn't have to, which we needed. So we go to therapy. That really helped both of us tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just seeing things for what they are. And I also am aware that I've been compensating a lot with the kids, like going above and beyond and being so vulnerable because of the residual guilt of what's happening with our situation. And I have to stop that because it's backfiring. It's backfiring, and it's not fair on my part to do that. So I just feel like I just got let's just wrap up 27. Let's just get slapped around a little bit. I don't feel like a victim, but my goodness, like just the boxing ring of life.
Right. Wow.
So today's definitely a better day. Just because it's not yesterday.
Wow.
And I have to get ready for New Year's because I do like an open house because I'm not going to leave. I have a 12-year-old, and we'll have our own little celebration. So getting ready for that very bitter cold, bitter cold. Then on display starting January 1st. So it's a lot. And I'm trying to be professional. I'm trying to make a dollar.
So where are you going to be on January 1st?
Oh,
I forgot about all that.
January 1st, I'm vacating the premises, and I'm going to be with my very, 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 very close friend. I'm spending the night with him and his husband to do like our little New Year's on January 1st. Then January 2nd, I'm going to stay. Liz, and she finds her hotel deals. It's like, it's really something I don't want to pay for. But I don't want to impose on anybody either. And I don't impose because I stay in hotels and I break it up. I feel that it's important for me to be accessible to the kids. So that for like 5 days, then I am going to one friend's house for one night and then another friend's for like until the 15th because the kid's father needs to have sorted out his housing situation, although I feel he could have sorted it out. He had like a month's notice and leads that I provided. But why should things, you know, I'm being punished. I know I am. So, yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of which, New Year's Day is the first. The second is Tuesday. I don't think I'm going to be able to do a show because I physically won't be able to. Where I am, their internet stinks, and they don't even know that I do the show. It hasn't come up. I'm not hiding it. It just hasn't come up. But, yeah, it's not conducive for me to do a show on the first. Is that a Tuesday? Monday. I'm so confused.
No.
On Tuesday the 2nd. Tuesday the 2nd, yes, Tuesday the 2nd, I will be at a place with very bad Wi-Fi. So I won't be able to do the show. And then I'm back on Civilization that evening. I mean, we could do a show at night if you'd like.
I'm for doing something different, sure. I mean, if we want to do it in the evening. If it's, as long as it doesn't, like, throw you off.
No, because I think I'm going to be in a hotel room with good Wi-Fi Tuesday night. So, and I'll be alone.
Well, you usually just call in, though, don't you, right? I mean, you're the one that you just use a phone.
As long as
you have good cell reception.
Yeah, I don't even need, this is my brain. I don't even need I just can't do it at their place because I just don't have the privacy to do it. And I can't say, like, by the way, for 7 years I've been doing this show. Would you like a reading? But they know that, you know, I'm the one that they call whenever anything's going on. So, duh.
Right.
So many people take, you know, reap the benefits of my abilities. They just don't know that I do it on the air also.
Right.
Just hasn't come up. Yeah. So, I'm up for doing something different, too. The first show of 2018 to do it, like, at night. Might be fun. So
okay.
we can sort that out.
Yeah, let's try to do it, I guess, at some point during that day. Evening is fine, I think. Should be good. I don't think I have anything that evening that I have to do.
I think early evening is going to work. Like, I could do it, like, you know, 6 or 7 even. I think early evening I'll be on my own.
Okay.
So we could do early evening show Tuesday.
Okay.
Let's
look at
that. Supper edition.
Supper edition.
That's such a weird word, supper. What is that? Supper.
There are some people that use that word.
They
supper.
Use it, and I don't get it. What is it?
And and I always think of it as being, you know, like a dinner, you know, like an evening meal.
Yeah, but what is it? But does it mean like it's like a late snack? What is supper? We're gonna have supper.
No, I mean consider that. I don't know if some people think that is the lunchtime meal.
It's weird. Supper.
I've gotten it a little confused when people say supper, and I'm like, well, it's too early for dinner because I consider it dinner.
Yeah, me too. But it's not. I don't think.
And some people would say supper, and I'm like, what's that?
Yeah, what is that?
But
like,
so
the British
we're not.
Tea.
So are we
and
eating now,
tea,
or are we
food,
eating like
got,
5 hours from now?
What are we eating?
And it's usually some people who are, as far as I, because I live in the South, it's usually people who are really, really Southern, and they have like this is supper and this is blah blah blah. I'm like, okay, well, just let me know if we're eating now or if we're eating later.
Yeah, what are we eating? How about that? Send me a text when we're eating, so I know.
It's a little, yeah.
Just
like,
let me know.
I just need to know. I mean, and are we dressing up when we're eating? Or
yeah, supper sounds like I got to, like, work. I have to, like, put something together for that.
Yeah. So if you want to do early evening, like a 6 o'clock or a 5 o'clock? Or
I would say 6 o'clock to be on the safe side. Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That would be wonderful, and I would love to do a show on that day just because the energy, it's just so so significant. So Tuesday the 2nd at 6, we'll do a show. That would be wonderful. Thank you for that.
Okay. No problem.
And I hope I don't have much to say that day. God.
Watch, just because you said that now, you know.
You know, that always happens. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. But, you know, I always find the upside, the blessing, goodness, things occurred during a slow week. Mm-hmm. In terms, you know what I mean? It's a lot of people aren't going out. It's bitter cold. It's the between Christmas and New Year's. So there's some activity, but not normal. Back to the grind activity. So if things had to happen, like I'm in all of this, I'm very appreciative, as ironic as that is, appreciative for recognizing my flaws, for rising to the occasion, for this time period to lay low, for, you know, navigating with limited resources, taking care of my kids with limited resources, like just all those things, and that I keep telling myself I can only come up from here. I really, if I'm making an investment
right.
with all of this wisdom and growth, which is painful, and witnessing the growth around me, and you know, we are the walking wounded, we are the birds with the broken wings, and to still, like, you know, find a splint for those broken wings to start them in a state of repair, and to know I'm far from perfect, and that mistakes happen, and, you know, across the board. And to we're all on a journey, and to recognize that, and just to weather this storm, and to understand, well, the last time that things were so difficult was, you know, 22, 23 years ago.
Mm.
You know, and it that's life.
Wow.
That's life. Yeah, that's life. So, But things are really in perspective. Like, whoa, things are really. It's like when there's a death. Like, okay, you really snap into what's important, what isn't.
Right.
That's
well,
what
I mean,
this
yeah,
feels like.
That's
yeah.
That's well, there is an ending, and yeah. Mm. And I guess that's appropriate. You know, a lot of things are changing and transforming, and that's what
right.
happens
and
when something dies, and whatever it was that was there before is not there anymore.
No.
It does put things in perspective, you know, it's
mm-hmm. and then we have these emergencies, you know, they really serve a purpose. I had to pay attention to something before it was going to turn into something dangerous and bad. I had to pay attention to something.
Mm.
That I was so busy in survival mode that, you know, but thank goodness, nipped in the bud. Thank goodness.
Wow.
Let the healing begin. Thank goodness. Rise, you know, shift and rise in consciousness. Okay, ouch, but okay. And really recognizing that everybody's on their journey and can't judge. As much as I want to. And to understand, whether we like it or not, the depth of our capacity of coping and dealing and managing. I mean, is there a competition? Because I'm not in the running.
Right.
If there's an Olympics, I think I do pretty well, but that's not the point. Ouch. How are you, dear?
I'm good. All things
I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Yeah. Well, you know, just when you were talking, you know, what was coming in for you was, and there was a word that you had said, it was forgiveness.
Yeah.
So that coupled with everything that's happening, what was coming in was that the things that are happening that are all kind of piling up seemingly, it's It's to allow you, or I don't know, it's not even, it is allowing, it's an opportunity, but it's, how did I get this? It's to show you different ways or some options, having you figure out some different options, not just to cope, but to work through it differently than you have been before.
Yes, absolutely.
Because your response to things, because it's sort of how you're wired, is having to change.
Right.
And because of the circumstances and the different types of circumstances and the frequency in which things are coming up, it's to sort of highlight every area that is happening and saying, well, yeah, so you can get through it with using this particular set of skills, but what if you didn't have to get through it that way?
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
And the forgiveness part is a huge part of that, because now the space that has been created, even though that there's issues around that space having been created, that space creates different types of relationships now. And the most important is a relationship with yourself. So while you've created space, you still have to recognize that you are now in that space. And so as much as you want everyone else around you to see that it's, you know, that you're here, they need to see you in a different way.
Exactly.
You also need to see yourself in a different way.
Exactly. You're so right.
And so that's why it's a powerful change. And I say this, I mean, with so much respect, because you're a woman, you're a mother, you're a businesswoman. So there's a lot of things in tied up in those titles that traditionally, like you know, back in the day, we wouldn't even be having a show. You and I would not have ever met. We would not be broadcasting any of this stuff.
You'd be in the Philippines, I'd be in Colombia. Hello.
Right.
Girl.
I'd be like, you know, planting rice or whatever.
You'd be planting rice. And I would be like, you know, a grandmother of like 20 and just gone to pasture. I would be watching my telenovelas, you know, with my looking at my teeth in a glass.
So, but now you've taken on different roles, and so it's sort of breaking away from some of the expectations that are hardwired into how we do things and why we do things, and expanding those things, because it's also important. This ties into these numerous conversations we've had, not directly about talking about, say, you having sons, but it's in direct conversation about how we are role models to not only, you know, just our children, but boys specifically.
Yes.
How we do things and how we treat ourselves does make an imprint on the people around you, and that is, you know, those are your sons, and those sons grow up to treat women a particular way, to show,
yep.
you know, to, mm-hmm. and so these are all things that does eventually change the culture. It has an impact.
Yes.
So
thank you. Absolutely. It's
right.
So important. Yes, you are so correct. Such responsibility.
And that's the thing, is that it's not something that we think about in the bigger picture, because you're just trying to get by day to day.
Right.
And you know, in an ideal world, you know, everything's perfect, but it's never really that way, because you don't grow. You don't know why it's perfect. You don't know why, you know, until you know why it's imperfect. You don't know, we don't have you should say you don't have a role model for that, because I think there's plenty in terms of, you know, fiction,
right.
you know, stories, there's a role for that, you know, the arts and things that are conveyed and you know, how stories are told or retold. And there are definitely archetypes that, as we've seen over the years, sometimes those archetypes don't really exist,
right,
or don't seem to play out as far as we know.
Right.
So we're starting a new narrative, and we're having
we're having
to start from the inside out. Not look at this, look at these people. This is how they're doing it, because it doesn't mean anything to you,
right?
Unless you relate to those people. But pretty soon, what we've and it's so interesting because it's all coming in very quickly, like the dynamics of, you know, what we were taught, whether it was from a TV show, a long-running TV show, or in stories, fairy tales, and then also, you know, stories that we were told by our parents. And a lot of times, it's a story. I mean, and I understand why, like, there's certain information that has been withheld, that what hasn't been told. Like, you don't get the whole story because, for whatever reason, it's been filtered. Depending on how old we were at the time, like, you know, we weren't ready to hear that kind of stuff. So we get these bits and pieces, and then when we grow up and we have our own experiences, we kind of compare it. Like, I don't remember that. And then somebody, like maybe a sibling, is like, well, yeah, that was blah, 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 you know. So maybe they got a different part of it. Maybe they, you know, it's just so interesting what we take in.
Yeah.
And so we can't really blame anything. At some point you say, well, I took that information, I thought that was the gospel, whatever it was, mm-hmm. and now that I know there's another side to it. That's just a part of growing up. That's just like having to integrate what you were taught with what you're experiencing, and then deciding, well, you know, this is not how I want it to be. This is not the person that I want to be. A lot of times it has to take that statement, and then to follow it up with the type of person that you do want to be, and then going from there. So you see how the story starts to change the narrative. Like, the point of view is not what everyone else expects of you, and that you have to live up to that. But the other way around, what do you expect of yourself? Is it to meet these other people's expectations? And does that feel good? Because how has that been working for the last half of the year?
No, not at all. It's blowing up in my face.
Right.
It's blowing up in my face.
Everybody goes through those phases. Well, and everyone goes through those phases. I think we all go through it as, when we're kids. Like, we want to be like, either we want to be the good kid, or at least want to get a kid. We want to be the kid that doesn't get in trouble. You know, the kid that doesn't have that disappointed look from the mother. You know, as long as you get through the day without a disappointed look, then you're okay. And some people want to get like a gold star every day.
Right.
You know, but it's still not the true you.
Right.
If you're out back smoking cigarettes, or you're not, whatever you're
and
doing.
And that would have been me. Right. Right. That would have been Newport Box. That would have been me. 14 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been me. Girl, I was like this 4 foot, like, because the thing is, I've always looked so young. So when I was 14, I probably looked like I was 9. And she's there smoking her cigarettes on the street with her little school uniform. Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. I think I've been trying to be like this perfect mother or perfect parent. And it's not real.
Oh, and it's interesting, the role model we have of perfection. These are good guidelines, but is it realistic? Given your
not
situation, is it realistic?
No.
And then it's not even those specific things. It's like what were some just very general, what are some general words to use? Like, what is it about this that's so ideal? You know, is it, she's very gracious, and, you know, the stuff that, like, okay, that's great. Sometimes you may not feel that, though. Yeah. So, you know, they're showing me that book, Everybody Poops. You know, like, everybody's got to do their stuff, you know?
Yep.
Nobody emerges from the womb, you know, like, and they've got all this stuff, and, you know, hair is perfect, and, you know, knows how to bake the perfect, you know, casserole, or whatever it is.
Right.
There's plenty to learn, and there's plenty to experience. And I think this is really for me. It's about language, how language is so, is meant to be broad. That's why there's so many meanings. Like one word could have so many different meanings, or you could have many words for one particular aspect. You know?
Right.
And that's why, because there are always going to be different shades and different gradations. So everything has to be that precise and that but that unique, and a way to say how you feel is going to be different from how someone else is going to say how they feel. So that's why the comparison can only get you so far.
Yeah.
The rest of it has to come from within. It's not about looking on the outside and seeing, well, I don't know, I'm never going to be tall enough. I'm never going to be blonde enough. I'm not even blonde, you know.
Right.
It's, you know, it's interesting, these things. And I say that because the last day, like, I have not, it's much colder here than I was expecting. I think I talked it out on Tuesday. And so, and then I was supposed to visit my my aunt yesterday, and she called. She's so funny because she's not really technologically savvy, but for some reason, like, her husband always buys her these gadgets, you know, like the latest gadget.
Yeah, you had to do her phone years ago.
Right.
Yeah,
she got a new iPhone.
I know this aunt. Yeah.
She got a new iPhone, and she still can't use it. So she had an iPhone before,
so
she couldn't use it. So she has an upgraded iPhone, and she still can't use it. But she was trying to, I guess she was trying to send me a message, and I'm like, so what? She just recently got on Facebook, and I know her husband, like, set up a profile, but because she asked me to be a friend, and I did, and then that's it. So she said, I'm glad you called. I was trying to send you a message earlier, but it was blocked. And I'm like, I don't even know what you mean by that, because I can't imagine any message being blocked other than you don't have messaging set up. I don't even know. She couldn't even tell me in how she was doing it.
Oh my God.
So she doesn't have the words to explain what she just did.
Right.
Nonetheless, I just called her old school. I called her because I was trying to figure out a time to go visit with her, and she apparently had all this stuff happening. Oh, I've got to get my hair done. She has a stylist who apparently is from New York who's in town. So I said, no, you get your hair done. You know, anytime people get their hair did, then it's usually a better day after that. And so
that's what I'm doing this afternoon, girl.
Yes,
I am.
Yeah, everybody gets a better day. So
yeah. Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I had technically had a free day, but it was so rainy and gray and overcast, and it was cold. Like, I was like, oh, maybe I should get out of the house and walk around. And I'm like, I don't feel like going out in any of that. Like, I'm still, like, feeling a little under the weather. Like,
yeah, don't push
it. If I go outside, like, I was out orange picking the day before.
I saw those pictures. Oh, my God. Bushels of oranges, practically.
But I was basically, like, in my pajamas because I kind of went, I'm like, oh. And then it was sunny that day, but it was a little cool. And then I'm like, okay, so we spent a good portion of the morning outdoors, you know, doing manual labor, basically. But probably didn't do me any good in terms of, you know, because
you
the cold,
it
was
a
really
little
cold.
Bit. Did you
I
taste
did.
Any of the oranges?
Oh, my God, they're delicious.
Wow.
I don't even know what kind of oranges these are. They're small. Like, they could be tangerines. There's a lot of seeds, which I like, in that there's potential for new growth.
Oh,
you know?
Look at you. Yeah. Maybe they're clementines.
Yeah, so don't even think that I'm not going to try to plant some of these things in little pots in the beginning and then see what happens.
But look at your mother. I mean, it's amazing that just to literally bear fruit. And it's funny because it's so cold and I can't carry, like, heavy things from the store or whatever. So every once in a while I'll do, like, a food delivery. Like, I'll be very strategic. And I got a bag of oranges.
It's the best. They're so good.
Fun? But isn't that funny? Because you're getting it off the tree and I'm getting it off the truck. But anyway.
And we have you saw two baskets worth.
Yes. I was blown
away.
But
we had another big bag full with a huge. Yeah. So, and that's not even all of the fruit. It's some
all
of
the harvest.
Some of the limbs are hanging.
Wow.
On the other side, over the other side of the fence, and I'm like, I just don't have the energy to go next door and just see if she's home, and then try to, you know, get into her backyard and then set everything up again and start. I'm like, you know, we got like a bajillion oranges.
That's beautiful.
I think I think, and they're good. I mean, they're, I've had an orange a day, and I don't normally think about oranges because I don't really drink fruit juices a lot. If I do any juice, it's usually apple juice.
Right.
I don't really do orange juice, but I like oranges.
Yeah.
I just rather eat the fruit than the juice.
Right.
It was just, so I was busy that day, and then thinking I was going to go out the next day. Nothing happened. So I, you know, and that was just one of those days. I read a book. I slept.
Good for you.
I took a nap, and it ended up being one of those, like, you know, you slept a full 8 hours or whatever. It was a pretty long nap.
That's great. Oh, my God. No, good for you. For real.
And so the dynamic here, though, in the house is that because my mom has, like, all her packing to do, all the bedrooms are full of just her stuff. So there's no space. There's no space for anybody or anything else, really. So I'm sleeping, like, in the living room. Not ideal because there's not really even space for me to put out the bed. Like, to have I brought two of these things, these inflatable beds.
Right.
And looking around, like, there's really no room.
Where?
In the living room.
Yes, where you put it.
And I'll just sleep on the couch. So I've been sleeping on the couch, but, you know, my mom basically falls asleep on the couch too. The other is two couches because she's watching TV. Because, yeah, so my dad snores. So she usually sleeps in the other room when she needs, and she stays up really, really late. But there's no room in the other room with all those 15 suitcases.
They're going away for a while too, aren't they? She's going to be in the Philippines for how long? 2 weeks?
Yeah. They've got a big family reunion coming up. So she's,
and Uncle,
you know, she's
Tony's
trying to get stuff
married.
Taken care of.
Right.
And Uncle Tony's getting married.
Uncle Tony.
So, there's a lot going on, but it means that she, you know, the main common area of the house is, you know, that's where
it's busy.
There's a living room. Yeah, there's a, you know, there's the dining room, the kitchen. It's busy. The TV is up loudly, and it's usually like if she's watching news. Usually it's basketball, and I can generally handle that background noise.
Right.
But then if it's news, it's Fox News. And it doesn't matter what news it is. It's just news.
News is news. My mother has it on all the time also. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah. And I can't. So I usually plug in. Like, I usually just put my headphones in because I don't really have another place to go just to be quiet, just for there to be quiet.
Right.
So I plug in my headphones. I listen to some meditation music. And I just, you know, I'm just at my computer or I'm reading a book. I'm just. It's interesting because I realize, like, how much I need my space.
Yes. Don't we?
Any little bit of space. Because I get cranky, and this is exactly how I
me
felt
too. Mm-hmm.
When I was in the Philippines and I had to do this group travel thing.
I
just needed
can't breathe.
Space.
Yeah. Yep. And some people enjoy solitude. Like, I'm one of those people. I rarely get it, but I'm one of those people. And and fortunately, it's been so healing. That the household has been shifting, that I've been able to get a lot done on my own, and to just, it's so essential. If you're going to put out so much effort in making sure that things are taken care of and handled, it's just really wonderful to have a clear path to do that. You just want a clear path in which to be in, to move forward, and to just to live, to exist in. I feel very fortunate. I think you're the same way, that there's no contingency plan of, oh my God, I need to find options because I don't want to be alone. If anything, it's like, how can I be alone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was tempted. I know, actually, we have a couple hands raised. So I'll get to you in a couple minutes here. Callers, I know who they are. They're all friends of the show.
Nice.
But I was thinking, I should, because I still haven't gone to the beach. And the way the weather's looking, I probably won't.
It's cold,
go to the beach
because
it's just, it's the cold I don't mind. It's if it's rainy.
Oh, no.
Cold and rainy, not a good mix.
Not a good combo.
There's a little bit of wind picking up. So, like, the best day to go was the day I was out picking oranges, which I don't regret. That was worth it.
Yeah.
It was interesting. But, yeah, I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about myself on these trips, and I'm realizing, wow, you know, I do get really impatient pretty quickly with certain things, and I'm like, and so I need to sometimes I just need time to myself to like process that, to like figure out like why was that,
mm-hmm.
you know, why was that triggering something with
mm-hmm.
me?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I know part of it is letting go of thinking I have to know the answer.
Yes.
You know, to any question, if you ask
yes.
me a question.
Yes.
And the frustration with not knowing the answer, and mostly the frustration of like, why should I know that answer? Like, why
right.
should I have that
Thank
information
you.
In my head?
Thank you. Right.
So, but there's a part of me that's like, gosh, you know, you're so mean. Like, there's no reason for that.
I know. Like sometimes, like especially my older son's like, Mom, I'm like, okay, sorry. Where I'm just like, it's like I'm your child. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, sorry. Like I'm like, what am I like a you know a captain for the mob? Like you know, do I work for the cartel in Colombia? Like, am I walking around with a machete in one hand and a rolling pin in the other? Like what the hell? What the yeah. We get into that place. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get that. Like we can
yeah.
we can step back a little bit. But speaking
yeah.
of stepping back, yeah, so let's take some
calls. All right. This is Jay. Hey, Jay.
Morning, ladies.
Hi, Jay.
Yay.
How are you?
Good. It's always great to talk to you live again and you know, for the last time, I guess, for this year. Wow.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
That's right. I'm not mad.
Oh, well. You know, it's, oh boy, well, you know, it's looking forward to next year, just really looking forward to next year. I'm actually, like I said, cleaning my place up and just getting it all ready. And,
it's nice, yeah.
You know, getting dust and just, man, I was really triumphant for the year for myself, and I think you for everyone, too, and yourself. So just a lot of changes this year.
Oof.
A lot of changes. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think one thing.
Madly.
Yes, and I think one thing that is so pervasive every year, and I really don't want to fall into that rabbit hole of 2018 is going to be the best year ever. Well, we said that about 2017. We said that about 2016. Like, I can't stand that. And then we get so disappointed the second that, you know, the first thing happens in the news. Like, okay, can we just...
Right.
Can we just be open to different and new energy as opposed to best year ever? Like, don't do that to 2018. 2018 didn't do anything to you. Like, don't do that to 2018. You know, just...
The expectation.
The expectation or the resolution and, you know, all the marketing for all the health clubs, you know, the gyms and resolutions and all those. It's very oppressive. Expectation... pressure. It's like, okay, now we're going to punish ourselves for, you know, having an extra cookie. It's what happens. It's hibernation time, you know? So if you're going to gain 2 or 3 pounds, so what? You know?
Yeah, I know, because it's like right now it's really, really cold here in Celsius.
It's cold.
It's going to be about minus 20, minus 30. I'm just hibernating, just doing stuff inside. Talk to my friends from, you know, through a wire, basically, you know, the outside world, because it's too cold to go outside right now and do anything.
It's very cold, yeah.
Yeah. So it's, it is definitely hibernation time. And, you know, like the holiday season, we don't have this guilty thing of, you know, if I eat that other cookie or whatever, this, like, let's just go for it. And then all of a sudden we have to, you know, we pay for it.
So
and
we punish
ourselves?
We're
doing for ourselves. We're doing, yeah, you're right.
No, just enjoy yourself. It's winter. You know, you got plenty of time. Just eat that cookie. Doesn't matter.
I think that this is our time in the fall and... I think that seasons remind us that of our growth that we should actually do on a yearly basis while we're here on Earth is to, you know, spring is to really enjoy the fruitness of our, you know, labors from winter. And then we go into fall, which is about, you know, recollecting and actually just, you know, pondering what we did during that time. And then the winter time is for the hibernations and going inward. And then once winter solstice comes around, we actually grow outside of that and start blossoming again. So we're always reminded about that, of our inner growth that we do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it just the whole paradigm of, well, you're going to pay a price, you know, or you're going to punish yourself, you're going to be hard. Forget that. Just You know, and I think it's also an attempt at control in some weird way, unconsciously. Well, if I punish myself, then I am in control because this is the way for me to not indulge or this, that, or the other. So it's a delicate balance, but that whole component of letting go of control is so important, and to just surrender to the present and to get out of that habit of compensation. That's still control. It all goes back to control. I want you to act a certain way. I want you to react to me in this particular way. I don't like how you're perceiving my good intentions that I'm trying to control, or my guilt that I'm trying to, you know, bury and make up for. Or it's all control.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yeah. Yep. So there you have it. So
I wonder if we're actually doing. Why don't we just do a New Year's message, pick up card for the New Year for,
yes,
for anybody, for myself.
Yes.
How about that?
Good. How about that?
That sounds
all right.
Good.
Yeah. Whoever wants to pick it can pick it.
And,
Jay, you pick it.
Okay. So, Jay, you pick
it.
You're going to pick the message then.
That,
all right. I'm ready
with
that.
Crazy music going here. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay. This is a really great message for the new year. This is for everybody. The number associated with this message is 327. The ache of the frozen heart is now, hello, winter. The ache of the frozen heart is now signifying to you in conscious awakening that you've shifted into the grander arena of the authentic you. This is exactly what Alisa was freaking talking about, Jay. This is
awesome.
Exact. And frozen, it's winter. Like, these messages, Chad, I'm scared. I'll read it again. The ache of the frozen heart is now signifying to you in conscious awakening that you've shifted into the grander arena of the authentic you. Alisa, I already know to send it to you.
thank you.
327 is the number. I love this message for the new year.
If you can send that to me too, that'd be great, because this is great,
yes,
for everybody,
great for
and myself too. And,
yeah.
And I started off counting down from 8. So.
Well, there you go. That's pretty cool. I'm going to send
that's
you that
nice
right now.
Well, the 327 is interesting. I like that it's connecting these two numbers in numerology, the 3 and the 7, the 2 being the connecting number. It's connecting the 3, which is basically energy, and it's energy that is – it has potential. It has to go somewhere, but you don't know what form it's going to take. It could take any form. You have to put some a little bit of a spin on it. You have to give it something, but it's like it's ready to go, just ready to do something, and it's very creative. And then the 7. Oh, let me go back to that 3. Wants to go out, wants to expand, and just see everything and connect to everything. Whereas a 7 wants to take all that information and make sense of it, and then sit with it and internalize it, and then, you know, like, kind of, it's already gone through a lot of stuff, but now the 7 wants to be wise, very wise with it, and that 2 is what connects both of them, and it's this flow of receptivity of oh, that's where you are, okay, I'll bring that in, and oh, that's what's happening, okay, I'll bring that in too. There's a lot of internal work that obviously will eventually go out and connect with other people, but when it's refined like that, it's very powerful. And still, I mean, the overall number and the vibration ends up being a 3, so you know that the finished product is going to go back out and have an effect on other people. So the excitement that happens with this three, and anyway, and it starts off with a three, is just goes through this inner refinement. It's necessary. And when we talk about, and that's a great word, I know Liz has brought it up before, the process of refinement. But that seven covers all that. It covers all that information, whatever was that three represents, all of it goes in. And that inner work that you do is of the utmost importance, because all of it, then, when it goes back out, it's truly from you. And it's not just parroted back. It's not, you're not on this, automated, oh, that's just what I was told I was supposed to say. There's been a lot of thought, a lot of work that goes into what you say, what you do, the choices you make. So the more, and this is a whole cycle. This isn't like a one-time deal. We all go through this, I think, especially with that message. The timing is, this is that part where, yeah, hibernation mode is not like we're not doing anything. There's a lot happening. It just doesn't feel like there's a lot that you can show other people. But it's when you show up after doing any little bit of this work, that's the difference. And even if other people don't recognize it in the beginning, or you don't get feedback to that effect, know that it's still a process. You still do who you are. You still be who you are. And the people that need to see it and to feel it, they may or may not tell you at all. But, you know, sometimes you become that unassuming, unknowing role model to people or inspiration to people. And then others will be like, you know, you've changed. And they, you know, they may not be on the same page with you. And that's good to know, too.
Right.
But
it's
very interesting how that inner work, if you're really into it, you realize the things that would normally rattle you because, they didn't like that. It's okay. You realize, okay, well, that's just where they are. If you like it, it's okay. If you know it's not hurting anybody, then okay. We all figure out what our boundaries are, what we're going to let in. If it really affects us, you know what, goes back in, we figure it out, we work through it. But it's an ongoing process. What a great message.
Crazy.
What a great message.
Very well selected. Yes. Thank you for that. And Lisa, I thought we had other people because we only have 7 minutes left. I just want to make sure we take
care of
everybody.
Yeah, we do have two more hands raised, so we'll get to that. Jay, thank you so much.
Happy New Year,
Happy
Jay.
New Year.
Thanks for that message. Amazing.
Happy blessings to you. Oh, I love you. I'll catch you New
too.
Year real quick.
Yes,
so,
baby.
I know.
Yeah. We're doing the show Tuesday night.
All right.
Take care.
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you.
All right, so let's get to Lolita.
Hey, ladies. How are you? Hey, can I get a message?
Good. Yes.
Yeah.
So Lolita does not do music, so let me just pull it up. Okay, darling, I'm ready when you are, just connecting to your energy.
Pick.
Okay. Oh, interesting. This has no number. And there's very few messages without a number. This is one of them. No matter the contrast, remain in your evolution of graceful truth, as it may provoke judgment which does not belong to you. Be led by Source. She's laughing because obviously this is ringing true. I'll read it one more time. No matter the contrast, remain in your evolution of graceful truth, as it may provoke judgment which doesn't belong to you. Be led by Source. I'm glad you chose this because this really is very helpful for me to read right now.
Awesome message. My birthday is Saturday, so I was going to get a message.
That's
so
right.
That
your birthday
right.
Saturday. Mm-hmm. Go, shorty. It's your birthday.
I'm going to get my nails done right now.
So what are you doing on your birthday?
We going to Red Martini.
Okay, that says it all.
Yeah.
That says it all. Oh my God.
Yeah. Red Martini.
Right.
The universe did not allow me to have a sit down party at all. So I'm here going to the lounge again.
She is the lounge.
So, So, yeah, we're going out there, and that's about it. Got a hotel again across the street.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun. Oh, my God.
You know what's so funny? This time I'm just like, you know, whoever comes, comes. Whoever doesn't, doesn't,
yeah,
which I've always said
yeah.
that.
Right.
But I'm just like, let's just have a good time. So I'm wearing classy clothes. So I'm like, I'm not looking at my mama, no nothing.
Ooh.
No girls are showing. I'm just going to look classy, coming in like, boom.
Coming in like a boss. Nice. That is also a phenomenal message for the new year too. A very applicable. Oh my God! And we're sending you a big old hug, and please a big hug to Reverend Adam. And so grateful for you guys being part of this family. And wonderful message. And happy birthday! I know you're gonna look gorgeous. Send me a picture.
She always looks good. She puts
those
together on her birthday. She's like, bam.
She knows how to. That's why I'm
saying that very specifically. You're right, girl. I do put it together for my birthday.
Yeah. Hello. Have somebody take a picture and text it to me. I want to see what you look like before you go out to the club. Okay?
Okay.
Love you. I think we have one more call.
Love you.
Love you. Oh, I'm sending you and Adam a big hug. Love you guys so much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, beautiful. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Bye.
God. Great message.
It goes hand in hand with the previous message too.
It sure does.
Okay, here we go. Area code 631.
Yes. Good morning.
On there. Who's this? Hi, who's
Suzanne.
This? Hey, Suzanne.
How are you?
Good. We're great. What's on your mind? What's your question?
Love life and work.
Let's pick one.
Love life.
Okay. All right. And I think we've spoken with you before, have we not?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. All right, let me see if anything comes in. Alisa, I just feel like I need to connect to her a little bit. So give me a second. And Alisa, do you mind just having a little conversation with Anne? And I'm going to jump in just a second. I'm just feeling.
So Suzanne, when's your birthday?
October 5th.
Oh, October. I was thinking you. All right. I know. I knew who I thought you were talking to. But okay. October 5th. Okay. Let's see here.
I know you're asking about love life. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's good.
Okay.
I'm just looking at the numbers for her personal year. And, you know, we were talking a lot about that seven in a previous message, you know, like how that's about going in and just really evaluating. And that's.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be a year eight, though, come January 1st in a couple of days.
Right. So, yeah, next year is a different vibe. But right now it's interesting because the energy really is about you looking in going in, we're doing the inner work, like we were talking about this other message. And so it's not being selective, and not being like being picky, but really being honest with, like, when you are getting out there and when you're a Libra, so I'm assuming that you are, because Libras are very social, you know, whether it's online dating or just being out and about, And maybe not even like a formal, it's a date, but just meeting people, like really being able to see like what's appealing about this particular person, you know, and in fact, seeing things that when you see things that you really appreciate, realize that that's also within you, because in order to recognize it, you have to know you have to have it within you. So it's a way of a double appreciation. A recognition of the talents and gifts that you have within you and also the other person. So when we move from the seven to the eight, as you were talking about, then what we're looking at is taking those opportunities and running with them. So in a period where a seven is much more internal and a little more selective, you eventually have to act. You eventually have to make a decision to say, all right, this is the direction I want to go, or, you know, this is how I want it set up. And in fact, it's showing me you have so many choices, not to get overwhelmed, but to view it as they are, as opportunities, and so you line them up the way you want to, probably maybe in order of, you know, your preference, whatever that pecking order is, like, well, this one's funny, or this one seems very charming, you know, you kind of set them up, and you give yourself the opportunity to enjoy and to appreciate, and then you can get to know these people a little bit better. But it still starts from what you feel you're worthy of within. And hopefully it's a lot, the sort of inner work that you've been doing. So you can recognize when there's an opportunity for what it is and take advantage of it.
I know you're asking
that's what I got
about
for right now.
Love life, but I'm getting just, I connect the energy and whatever comes in, comes in. I'm getting the energy of someone who's passed. And I just wrote down all the impressions that came in. So let me know if any of these connect with you. Remember the dress that Dorothy wore in The Wizard of Oz, like that blue gingham?
Yeah.
That blue gingham color from The Wizard of Oz, from that dress, that pattern. I got whiskers. I got bow tie. I got suspenders. I got lungs. I got alcohol. I got baby or talcum powder, and I got Hollywood squares. That's just what was coming in. Any of that connecting with anything?
No.
I'm definitely feeling something, so maybe it will occur to you, but those were the images that came in. And I don't know male or female, but the energy of someone who's passed. So you might want to think.
Maybe with lungs.
Well, it's on my list, so either you connect with it or you don't. So you tell me.
With lungs, yeah, someone. Yeah.
Okay, so where's the lung connection?
An uncle.
Okay, and how old was your uncle when he passed?
I think 60s.
Okay. What was your relationship like with your uncle?
It was good. It was my mother's brother.
What was your relationship like with him?
I didn't see him. I was but friendly when I saw him.
Okay. And how did he die?
I think it was with lungs. Smoking too much, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so friendly but not very close?
No, we were close. I just didn't see him a lot. I live in New York and he lives in Florida.
Got it. So there was a close. Okay, so this is kind of the dynamic of this relationship is kind of to be specific about what you want. Because when you say love life, a serial killer could be in love with you. So this is about sourcing.
Well, I know. I've been asking for exactly what I want and stuff. It's just I don't know if I've been being too picky. I kind of have to
No. It's the difference between – no, I'm saying this for a reason. Just hear me out. There's a difference between being picky and being specific. So you could be specific. And there's something about the nature of that relationship with that uncle. Maybe you're going to be in a long-distance relationship, and that could be okay, too.
No, it wouldn't be. Not for me. I want to be involved.
Okay. Then I'm going to just step back because you're very clear about what you want. But that's what came in. So I hope that's helpful.
Okay.
All right, dear. Well, Happy New Year.
Thank you, too.
All right. Take care.
Take care. All right. Well, you know, stuff comes in, it comes in. That's all
I just report the news.
Know?
I just report the news.
I hear you.
I just report the news.
Yeah.
But what it could be, I don't know what it is, because things come in. What it could be is that that sounded like a really nice relationship.
Yeah.
You know, with the they didn't see each other a lot, but the uncle and that they were close and friendly, and that's what you want in all your relationships, whether they're intimate or friendly or anything else. You want to have joy and friendship and closeness, and I think that's why the energy of the uncle came in. So,
mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
And the thing is, this isn't literal at all because we don't know what those symbols that are coming in mean, but to kind of be open, sure, we know what we want and what we don't want, which is great. It's very good and healthy to be very clear, like, no, I don't want that. But if the nature of that relationship is the thing to be specific about, which isn't being picky. It's like, I want to be in a relationship with somebody that it's fun, it's friendly, it's loving, regardless of how often
mm-hmm.
we see each other. That was all that,
mm-hmm.
that was all that was being communicated. But it's good to be clear about what you want. So I like to step back and, you know, give people their space. So that's what I did.
Right. Kind of have to. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know from anybody. You know, it's just what comes in, comes in. So are we clear?
We are clear.
One more? Okay, great.
No, we're good. That's it. And, you know, we're over
good.
The show time. So,
yes, we are. So perfect, perfect, perfect,
yeah.
perfect. Wow, what a wonderful show. The messages, the callers, our conversation, great way to end the year in perfect timing because I was really looking forward to having a show as a means of healing and creating space and all of that. So very, very much appreciated. So wishing everybody a peaceful end to 2017 and an evolved, safe, and peaceful, healthy 2018. And I'm so looking forward that our next show will be this coming Tuesday, January 2nd at 6 p.m. United States Eastern Time. We're going to mix it up for the first show of 2018, which is very exciting. If you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
To you. Have a great day, everybody. Love you so much. Love you, Lisa.
Love you. Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.